Parshas Vayechi. At the end of this week's parsha, we find a very fascinating conclusion to the saga of the brothers, the Shivtei Kah, the Shvatim, and Yosef, where the brothers, the Achim, the Shivtei Kah, are afraid maybe after Yaakov's Patira, Yosef will take Nekama, he'll take revenge. Vayiru Achei Yosef ki meis avihem. They questioned Yosef, they didn't yet acknowledge his greatness and his motives. And maybe he will take nekama and revenge against everything that we did to him. And they came before him, they fell before him, and they said, please forgive son or pesha avde elikei avicha. And the pasuk tells us something very interesting as to Yosef's response. Vayoma aleim Yosef. Yosef says to them, "Al tiro, don't worry, don't be afraid. Ki hasachas elikim oni. Am I a substitute? Do I have any power? Am I instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's true. Va'atem chashavtem olai ra. You had evil designs, but elikim chashava l'toiva l'man asoi kayoim azeh." HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought for the good. He engineered events all for the good. L'man asoy, in order to do kayom hazeh, like this day, l'hachyos amrav, to sustain a great nation, Klal Yisrael, in Mitzrayim. And in truth, in this pasuk lies a very, very deep and important message that's relevant to each and every one of us as we travel through life. On our way through the proizda of this world, on our way to the tracklin of Olam Haba. I recall my father's final days in hospital, and he was slipping in and out of consciousness, and we, the family, gathered around his bed. It was a very moving time. We asked him for mechila, he asked us, and my brother reminded him of a Dvar Torah that he was very fond of saying. He was always extremely inspired reading these parshiyos of Yosef and the brothers. Such a gripping story, such deep message beneath the lines. And my brother wrote on a piece of paper, he couldn't speak at that time, he wrote on a piece of paper two words, and my father smiled. He caught the message. He wrote two words, Kayoim Hazeh. Kayoim Hazeh, like this day. And my father used to say over a vod from the Sforim HaKadoshim, used to say over a Dvar Torah, a thought, on this pasuk, Atem, Yosef says to the brothers, Va'atem chashavtem alai ro'o, you thought to us evil. But Elokim chashav ala tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought it all out for the good. He brought it about that it should be good. L'man asoy kayoim hazeh lahachyos amrav. In order to do kayoim hazeh. And the Mefarshim ask, the commentaries ask, those words, kayoim hazeh, like this day, seem to be superfluous. In order, lahachyos amrav, to sustain a great nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about events that I should be sold into Egypt, and I should rise to the position of viceroy, and I should be able to be in charge. I'm the Moshal, I'm the Shalit, I'm in charge of all the affairs of Mitzrayim, so I should be able to provide for the Jewish people when they come down. But why does he have to add those two words, kayoim hazeh, like this very day? And he says it's a reference to the pasuk that we read regarding the nisoyon of Yosef in the house of Eshes Potiphar, where she begs him every day. She looks up to him and she says to him, Shichvo imi, and he refuses. And the pasuk says, Vayihi, Kayoim hazeh, Vayoveh habaisa. And it was a particular day, and he came into the house, and she tried to ensnare him with everything that she had, and he resisted. And at that moment, Yosef was koina his greatness, and he secured the midah of Yosef, the midah of Yosoid, the midah of Kedusha for all future generations. And Yosef was telling them, it's true. You had evil designs. you sold me down to Egypt. But everything that happens in life, even if sometimes we make mistakes and we veer off course, we have to know that every single thing is divinely engineered. It's all with the Hanhaga HaElyona. It's all for a good tachlis. And I had to be thrust in Egypt away, cut away from my brothers, feeling rejected and disconnected, with all the sense of, the rightful sense of victimhood, and had to discard it all and stay strong. And when Potiphar was trying to ensnare me and trap me, I had to be able to say no. Vayimoin, I had to refuse and thereby invest in Klal Yisrael's Koma Shlema, in Klal Yisrael and all future generations, the ability to be in Mitzrayim, be in Egypt, in Erves Haaretz, the most decadent place in the world, and remain pristine, clean, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Jewish people, when they came out of Mitzrayim, the Pasuk describes them, Shlomo HaMelech says, Gan Nol Achoisi Kala, Gan Nol Mayon Chosum. Nobody corrupted themselves. Klal Yisrael stayed pure, stayed holy, stayed connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was all the schus of Yosef. So Yosef's telling them, don't worry. It's true, you may have not had the right intentions, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings from upstairs, and it's all good. It's all good. We only see the tiniest slice of each of our life's chapters as we're living them. We're living down here in a little hole with walls around us, the walls of our life and our limitations. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up above, and he sees the landscape of history from the beginning, from the Chet HaNachash all the way till the end, till the Olam HaTikun. And everything is integral, everything's important, everything's part of the bigger picture. I remember when we were sitting Shiva, we had the yahrzeit this week of my daughter, Leah Shalom, and first yahrzeit, and I remember during the Shiva, was a fellow that came in to be Menachem Avol, and he said something that made a very deep impression. You know, sometimes someone says something and it registers, it resonates, it hits home, it hits the mark. And he said to us, he said, you know, life is like a beautiful big Persian rug. It's like a tapestry. And if you look at a Persian rug from underneath and you zero in onto any knot or strand, it looks ugly. It may be a string hanging down. It looks almost disgusting. And you say, why do we need that? Let me cut it out. Let me take it out. But of course, if you take out one little strand, everything will fall apart. When you look at it from the other side, from on top of the rug, you see each strand is integral to millions of little knots that were carefully and intricately woven over many years to create a beautiful picture. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees things from up above. Each of us, our own lives, represent the tiniest little slice, the tiniest little knot. And we don't understand down here why, what, where, when. But we accept, not just we surrender, but we embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. We know that it's all good, and it's all part of the bigger good. Elokim Chashova L'Toiva. And then we're integral to the divine picture. We're a shutuf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara tells us at the end of Brachos a story that we're all familiar with. The story of Rabbi Akiva, and how at one time he used to say always, Lo'olam yeh Adam rogel loyma kol ma da'ovid rachmana letav ovid. He used to say a person should always say that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. And the Gemara tells us a story. Ki hada Rabbi Akiva to have a kasa ba'ocha. Rabbi Akiva was going along the way, and at night he came to a particular place. He was accompanied with his donkey, his tarnagoil, his cock, and his nair, his candle. And he came to a particular place and he sought hospitality and nobody would give it to him. Bo ashpiza! He looked for a place to stay overnight. Lo yavale. And what did Rabbi Akiva say? Not to worry. Kol da'ovid rachmona letav ovid. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. So Ozal uvas bedabra, he went outside in a field outside the city and he stayed there. And a wind came and blew out his candle. And then a snake came and ate his tanagoil. And then a lion came and ate his donkey. And nevertheless, he said, with each unfolding tragedy, he said, Kol da'ovid rachmana letavovid. He was left just alone, simply alone, without any support. Not of his donkey, couldn't move anywhere. He didn't have any light. And he didn't have his tarnagol to wake him up in the morning. To cock, to the rooster. And the next morning, the Gemara tells us, Osa Geisa Shavi Lamasa, he saw that robbers had plundered the town, and he said to them, Lechu, see, Amalehu, he said to them, Lav Amre Lechu, didn't I tell you, Kol Ma Sha'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lit HaKoil L'toiva, everything is for the good. And the Sforim tell us that this story is telling us a little bit of a deeper message. We each possess a donkey, a rooster, and a candle. The donkey, the chamor, represents the chumrius, the material, the guf, the body, the physical body, that gives us the ability to move along the road of life. We each have a candle, a light, a neshama, a conscience, a soul, a ner elikim nishmas adam, that pulls like a candle flame up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have the rooster that has the ability to distinguish between day and night, that the moment day breaks, it'll cock-a-doodle-doo. It makes its sounds. We have the ability to be mavchin ben tov l'ra. And these are our faculties that are bestowed upon us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we move along the road in life. And at times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the chamor, and Ari comes, and we're left bereft of physical resources. Things happen in life. And sometimes we don't have material resources. We can't pay our bills. We're suffering. It's no good. Sometimes it's our children that are suffering. And we wonder why. Sometimes our neshama is oisgaloshen. We don't feel any connection. We don't sense any connection. The light is dark. It's the middle of the night. And the worst of all is when our mind is not there. And we don't have the ability to distinguish. We don't have clarity of vision. Everything is confused. But if we accept it upon ourselves and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will take whatever you give me, whatever life resources you give me, this is from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever you do is for good, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will surely help, that ultimately we will be able to see, witness, that everything's good. Everything's for the good. We have to be willing to embrace our life circumstances. And this is a very important message in the Gemara, but Rabbi Akiva's words, Kol ma d'ovid rachmana letav ovid, don't tell us yet the full picture. Kol ma d'ovid rachmana, everything that Hashem does, letav ovid, is for the good. But what happens when events were triggered, were brought about by our own mistakes? We goofed. We brought it upon ourselves, our own misfortune. Even then, we have to know it's all for the good. Rabbi Akiva realized the level of Hakol Kol Ma Da'ovid Rachmana L'Tav of it. Everything is for the good. His Rebbe, Nochem Ish Gamzu, realized an even higher level. And the Gemara in Tainis tells us two stories about Nochem Ish Gamzu that we may be familiar with, but we'll try and read a little bit deeper and see if we can draw practical application from the stories of Nochem Ish Gamzu. Although, of course, it's way, way, way above our Madrega, but nevertheless, we can glean something from it. We always have to say, every story the Gemara brings is a bechina of Mosai, Yagia, Maasai, Lemaisai, Avoisai. It's relevant, it's pertinent, there's something practical that we can draw from it. And we have to say, when can my deeds touch, just emulate a little bit the deeds of our forefathers? the Tanoim, the Amiroim, the Rishonim, the Nevi'im, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's true, they're way above us, but they left us a legacy. And the Gemara tells us two stories of Nachum Ishgamzu, fascinating stories. The Gemara tells us that Amru Alav al Nachum Ishgamzu, they said about Nachum Ishgamzu great things. He was a summa mishtei einov. He was blind in both eyes. He couldn't use his hands. His feet were cut off, and his whole body was afflicted with boils. And he was mutl bebeis ru'ua, and he was in a very shaky house, and his feet were on the bed, placed in safsalin shel mayim. The Gemara in Tainis tells us in Daf Chof Aleph, kedei shelo yalu alav nemalim. His body was so destroyed that the worms and the bugs were drawn to it, and so he had to have extra protection. His feet were placed in water. His body was placed in water. The beds of his legs, the beds of his bed were placed in water so that the bugs shouldn't creep up on him. Wow. And his house was so dilapidated, was so shanty, his Talmidim wanted to take him out. He was the greatest of his generation. And his Talmidim wanted to bring him into a secure, nice, proper, appropriate home. And he told his Talmidim, take out all my kelim, all my possessions first, and then take me out. Because if you take me out first, the house is going to fall down, and we'll be left with nothing. And that's exactly what they did. The house was standing. Immediately as they pulled out his mitzvah, the house fell down. It was standing on his merit. And the Gemara tells us, Amru le Talmidim, v'chimeachar she'tzadik gomatef, you're such a tzadik, lama also kach. Why did this happen to you? Om Alohem, he said to them, Bonai, ani garamti la'atzmi. I caused this to myself. I'm the source of my own misfortune. Why? What happened? Shepam achas hayisi mahalach baderach, I was walking along the way, lebeis chomi, to my in-laws. And there was with me the massive of Gimel Chamor, and I had a tremendous amount of food with me. One donkey had food on it, and one donkey had drink on it, and one donkey had minim begodim, all kinds of delicacies that I was taking to my in-laws. And a poor man came, and he stood by the way, and he said, Rebbe, panaseini, give me to eat. And I said, wait, I'll get for you to eat. Atche efrak min hachamor. I jumped off the donkey, and I started untying carefully the knots. And meanwhile, he died right away before I was able to give him his provisions, his food. I went and I fell on his face, and I said to myself, obviously, Nachum Ishgamzu was on such a sublime, high level. He judged himself tremendously, he judged upon himself tremendous punishment for this. He felt that he should have acted with greater alacrity. He should have recognized that the man was in desperate straits, and he should have ripped the packages apart and given him food. And he said, my eyes didn't have the proper pity, they should become blind. My hands didn't act fast enough, I should lose them. And my feet, that didn't have pity on your feet, they should be cut off, and so on. And let my whole body be full of shchin. And they said, woe. His Talmidim said, woe that we see you in this manner. And he said, woe that you don't. Woe would be if you wouldn't see me in this manner. And Nachum said, Gamzu, this too, Latova, is for the good. Nachum Ishgamzu said, even when he himself brought upon himself all this misfortune, obviously we can't relate to it on our level whatsoever, but he understood on his level, he was culpable somewhat, and he accepted upon himself divine punishment and retribution. And nevertheless, he said, Gamzu Latova. He didn't wallow in misery. He didn't say, I'm lost. He didn't say, I'm damned, I'm doomed, I'm no good. He said, Gamzu, this too, Latova, is all for the good. And then the Gemara brings us the most astonishing story. Obviously, the Gemara tells us about Nachum Ishgamzu, that he was melumet benissim. He had many miracles happening to him. And the Gemara could have selected myriads of stories about Nachum Ishgamzu and his greatness, and how under all different circumstances he said, Gamzu Latova. But the Gemara selects one story. And we're going to read between the lines of this famous story, and we'll learn a very important lesson. The Gemara says that the great sages in the time of Nachum Ishgamzu sought to send the Roman emperor a gift to appease him. Boy in the Shidur Dorin the Bei Kaiser. And they said, who are we going to send? We're going to send Nochem Ishgamzu, of course. The greatest miracle, the greatest wonder, the greatest tzaddik. He's Melumad Benissim. We need something above nature to appease the Caesar. And so they sent him with a box full of Avonim Tovis Umar Golias. And he came at night and sat. He was in a particular inn. And the people that were there in the inn, Hanach Diuri, the people who inhabited the inn, saw that he had this box full of something precious. And they opened it up and they saw all the Avonim Tovis Umar Golias. And they emptied it out. They stole all the pearls and diamonds and gold and they filled it with earth. And the next day, Nochem Ishgamzu saw Lemocha ki chazinu, he saw it. Omar, he said, Gamzu l'tova, this also is for the good. Now he should have and could have simply gone back home, abort mission. But he said Gamzu l'tova to such a degree that he marched on to Rome and he presented the Kaiser with his box full of earth. And when he came there, the king wanted to kill him. Bo malka l'miktalinu, the Gemara says, he wanted to kill him. He said, the Jews are laughing at me. Omar, the Gemara says, Nochem says, Gamzu l'tova. This also is for the good. And the guards of the Caesar came and seized him. They were going to throw him into prison. They were going to kill him. And Eliyahu HaNavi came, the Gemara says, Os Eliyahu, idmele kechad minayu, and he appeared like a Roman officer, and he said, Dilma ha'afra mi'avrom da'asun, as avuain hu, maybe this earth comes from Avraham Avinu. And they took the earth, Shada Afra have a Saifik, Gila Vigira, Diksiv, Yitin, Ka'ofa Chabi, the Gemara brings a pasuk. The earth became projectiles and missiles against a renegade state that they were trying to subdue. And the king took him out of prison and filled up the box full of Avonim Tovus and Margolius, and on the way back he passed through that inn, and the Dura said to him, my Isis, he was like a ghost arising from the dead. They were sure that he was going to be killed. And they said, what happened? And he told them the whole story. My deshak lemahocha, what I took from here, amtalahasam, I brought there. And they said, really? We have magical earth. And they took a box of earth. We're all familiar with the story, to the Kaiser, to the Caesar. And of course, it didn't work. And they were all killed in punishment and retribution for their deeds. And perhaps the Gemara is telling us here a very deep message. Why does the Gemara select just this particular story of Nochem Ishgamzu? Nochem took the concept that every single thing that happens to us, to the greatest degree, even if we mess up in life so badly and we make mistakes, we're the source of our misfortune. And our deeds have negative repercussions on our children, on our family, on relationships, on our panasa, on our marriages, whatever it may be, things that are precious to us. And we suffer the repercussions. We want to say we're the source. It's true. We have to correct our deeds and learn from our mistakes. But we have to also know Gamzu l'tova. Every single thing that happens to us is for the good. Sometimes we come down to this world, all of us, and we're given a box. We make mistakes. It's a box that we're supposed to fill with mitzvahs and maisim tovim, Torah, good deeds, diamonds, gold, precious things, and bring it to the King of all kings. Every time, it's like in the Megillah, the Hamelech in this world is a reference, Malchusa de Ara ke'en Malchusa de Rikia. We have to bring this box to the Caesar, to the King of all kings, of course. And yet, while we're down here in the Milan, in the Achsanya, sometimes the Baldova, the Yetzar, or the Ganovim come and they empty out the box and fill it with earth. We're busy chasing after nonsense and silly things, earthly things, earthly pursuits, material pursuits, and we fill the box. And then we're on our final journey and we realize there are a lot of things that we can't rectify anymore. They're irreversible. We're on the way to the king. What are we supposed to do now? if we've absorbed the lesson and the message of Nochem Ish Gamzu, and we genuinely and really accept upon ourselves the Ratzon Hashem and the Din Shamayim, and we know that everything can be interwoven positively into the fabric of Klal Yisrael and the destiny of the Jewish people, we say Gamzu L'tova. This also is for the good. Everything's for the good. It doesn't make any sense. I don't see how. I did things that are irrevocably bad to my eyes, but I know that in Shemayim Gam Zu L'tova, Nochem Ish Gamzu marches forward and he presents it, and it's like someone comes to the next world with their box, and it's earth, it's nothing. The king says, "What are you bringing me? You're making a joke of me. I gave you a life. I gave you the opportunity and the ability to be a tzaddik, and this is what you bring me." But if a person says, "Ribbono shel Olam, I'm yours. Whatever you do to me is good. I accept it upon myself. This is what I have. I'm yours. B'tmimus." It's Eliyahu HaNavi himself that comes. Maybe this is the earth of Avraham Avinu. If a person has emunah, true emunah, absolute emunah, requires an appreciation and an understanding that Gam Zu L'tova. And then the earth becomes projectiles, and it can decimate even the Malachi Chavola, even those angels that are created, that are there through our negative deeds. It can destroy them. And we are rewarded. Our job in this world is at each juncture and each level, of course, to examine ourselves and to try and improve, but to also recognize Gam Zu L'tova. Rabbi Akiva was talking about when external circumstances, a wind, an ari, a snake came and destroyed his material possessions. And he says, whatever Hashem does is for the good. Nochem Ish Gamzu realized in even a higher level that even Gamzu, this too, even if I'm responsible, it's also good. And that was the message that Yosef was imparting to the brothers in this week's parasha at the end of his life. And he was saying to them, everything in life is good. It's true. Atem chashavtem olai ra. You had evil designs when you threw me in the pit, and you didn't have mercy and pity on me, and you sold me, and you triggered with it all Golios, all future Golios. You pulled us down to Egypt, and all future terrible Golios and problems and challenges to the Jewish people for all generations was going to ensue. All because of that period, that disconnect that you brought about between me and you. But nevertheless, Elikim Chashava L'tova, we have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a machshava, has a way of weaving it into the tapestry and destiny of Klal Yisrael. It's all L'tova. It's all good. L'man Asoi Kayoim Hazeh. In order to do Kayoim Hazeh, like this day, there will come a day where it will be clear as day that everything in retrospect is bright and light and good and leading to the day. It's true, while I was fighting the Yetzer Hara, Eshes Potiphar, it was dark. My chamor was out. My light was out. My das was out. But I knew that darkness leads to light, that Gam Zu L'tova, that ultimately the daybreak will come and I will recognize that everything is purposeful and everything is meaningful and everything is important. And that's the message here at the end of Parashas Vayechi, as we conclude the sad story and ultimately the triumphant story of the brothers' reunification as one. The beginning of Golos Mitzrayim, we have to know, descending into the bowels of Egypt, that ultimately, Anochi Erid Imcha, Anochi A'alcho Gam Oloi, everything ultimately is meaningful and purposeful, and it's going to lead to the V'yosef Yoshes Yode Aleinecha, to our ability to say Shema, and to realize and recognize, ultimately realize the day when we'll all see Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad.